Oh, hey. Look who's back. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Aren't you jumpy? By now, you should be used to me showing up in your room. Did you have a good time? How was it? Okay. Just okay. From where I was standing, it looked like you were having a fantastic time. Yes, I followed you. Don't act so surprised. You said you were going out tonight, and when I overheard you talking on the phone with your dear friend Emily, I put two and two together. How is Emily? Even from outside the restaurant, I could hear her laughing at every single thing you said. I mean, my God, it was kind of annoying if I'm being honest. So, tell me about your date. Oh, it wasn't a date. No, something tells me that's not the truth. I don't know. Maybe it's how you gave her your jacket. Or how she kept touching your arm every time she laughed. She cannot keep her hands to herself, can she? Oh, you only gave her your jacket because she spilled her drink on her shirt. Wow, sounds like a real catch. Tell me more. What's wrong? Is me cornering you into a wall giving you flashbacks to our little meeting in the woods when I pinned you against that tree? Relax. I'm not gonna bite your head off. Seeing you with her made me lose my appetite. Oh, you think I'm gonna bite her? Have you even met me? You really think I'll just dig my fangs into anything, don't you? No. I have standards. I bet she tastes horrible. I'm not jealous. Why would I be jealous? I mean, it's not like we're together. It's not like I'm your girlfriend. And it's a good thing, too. I don't like labels. Look, is it really so wrong that I'm interested in your personal life? In your relationships? Oh, sorry, friendships. Because she's just a friend, right? My bad. I just want to know the details. If you can ask me about all that boring vampire trivia, why can't I ask you about your friends? What do you like about her? What do you two talk about? Has she made a move yet? Come on now, don't play dumb here. She likes you, and you know it. She can barely take her eyes off you. It's so obvious. Her face lights up every time you open your mouth. I think she has much more than just a friendship on her mind, and you'd be an idiot not to see that. There you go again, accusing me of jealousy. What do people say? Jealousy is a disease. I'm not jealous. So, why don't you enlighten me here? She likes you. We've already established that. So now the question is, do you like her? It's a simple question. Do you like her or not? No? So you only see her as a friend then? Really? Well, that's good. Because if you did like her back, then I would be jealous. Does that come as a shock to you? 'Cause you look pretty shocked. Come on now. You're not this clueless. I have been flirting with you since day one. I stalked your neighborhood, led you into the woods, and fed off you. If that doesn't say I like you, then I don't know what does. I took you out on a date to my favorite secret spot. And before you say it wasn't a date, it was a date. You can't change my mind. I even kissed you. We had a real, legitimate kiss, and it was everything I dreamed it to be. Don't pretend like it didn't happen. Don't pretend like you didn't kiss me back. And don't you dare pretend that you haven't been fantasizing about me ever since. You know what I think? I think that you don't want to admit to yourself that you like me. The idea of being attracted to something so bloodthirsty feels wrong, right? But come on now. We have a connection. Our chemistry is undeniable. I mean, if we were in a movie, the audience would be chanting for us to just make out already. I know you don't want to like me. You're stubborn, and I like that. But come on. Just give in. There's no point in lying to yourself about how you feel. I know you spend your nights fantasizing about me. Me running my fingers through your hair. Me kissing your neck. Me breathless. Need I go on? Or should I just stop talking and do this instead? I'll take that as a yes.